Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seems like 5 seconds ago, it was last Friday. We just gotten back from Bilderberg a few days previous, and it seemed like 5 seconds before that, it was the middle of Bilderberg, the Friday before last. But here we are, hurtling forward in the time-space continuum. It is Friday, the 15th day of June, 2012, and we are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. There's a video that is posted at Infowars.com of Luke Radowski nicely for 6.5 minutes following Rand Paul down the street, Senator Paul, asking him questions. And Paul, who in the past has stopped many times and talked to Luke and badmouthed the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order, just wouldn't talk to him. And so we're going to work on getting Luke Radowski popping in later in the third hour, maybe on the nightly news tonight. We have James Wesley Rawls joining us on the nightly news this evening. And something hit me when I was watching the video, because Luke was being very respectful, friendly. Paul's body language was very politician-esque. And then without saying anything, when I got here this morning, Darren McGreen walked up to me and he said, "Have you seen that video?" His body language, all of it looks just like how Barbara Boxer acts whenever Luke talks to her. And I said, yeah. And I had this epiphany this morning. We need to be nice to Rand Paul, because he is saying, you know, ban the drones, got to have warrants, don't have the military operating domestically, states' rights, all these good things, Second Amendment. Because if we are too mean to Rand Paul, and by the way, Luke wasn't, I'm realizing that he's the type that will drive him into the arms of the emperor. You know, I mean, if you're too mean to him, that will drive him into the arms of the system. But definitely, he's listening too much to the mainline political advisors, and we need to keep the polls. I mean, because even if Rand Paul's not perfect and endorses Mitt Romney, he's a lot better than other people. And see, I get that's the same political idea of, well, hey, let's endorse Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, he's not Obama. No, it's not the same. We understand that's bad. It's upsetting. I've now had a week. This stuff broke last Thursday night, so over a week. But I learned about it Friday morning, so it's been a week. I've had time to cogitate and kind of mull it over. And let's just not go crazy on Rand, because I started seeing comments at Infowars.com, DailyPaul.com, and on YouTube without even looking, because I just kind of scan over them, saying, oh, he voted for the NDAA. How dare him? And boy, Luke should bring that up, and Alex needs to bring this up. And I went, wait a minute, he voted against the NDAA twice. So I went to thomas.loc.gov. And I typed in the bill number, and he was only one. I actually printed it off here. Of 7 people that voted against it both times in the Senate. So now it's entering this phase, because people are so upset, and I understand why, of the system being able to inject disinfo against the polls that never stuck, that is now sticking. Rand Paul voted against the NDAA. Okay, and Ron Paul, right after 9/11, authorizing force to go after bin Laden when almost no one but myself was questioning the official story. You can't blame Ron Paul for that. Saying, okay, I vote for force to go after bin Laden. Then he was against the Afghan-Iraq wars and all that. So the spin that Ron Paul's pro-war, too, it's a bunch of baloney. He would have been much more popular back in 08 if he'd have gone with all that. So we got to be careful here. And I know I got emotional and got angry, and I've seen a lot of bad stuff out of the whole Paul Inc. camp. But that doesn't mean they're the enemy. They're our friends, and we don't want this to go too far. We'll be right back. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Important as it is every day, but it gets more important as we get deeper into global tyranny. Very important Friday edition here. We're going to have open phones. We're also going to have some breaking news here dealing with secret nuclear reactors in Austin, Texas, and reports of illegal dumping of that material, including where it is reportedly deposited. This is big information, and it deals with this entire country, this entire world. Governments, universities everywhere, just bury it under the universities, bury it out in the middle of cow pastures, and it's part of this craziness that's going on. Now, I want to show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, obviously if you're listening on the radio, you can just go there, the top of the Drudge Report, and couldn't say it better myself. This is what I thought this morning when I saw it before I even went to DrudgeReport.com or InfoWars.com for that matter, two places I obviously go multiple times every hour. Who needs Congress, Obama, to grant immunity to young illegals? Oh, it's for young people, so it's okay. And, of course, free federally funded supplemental tuition and welfare and everything else. Now, let's stop right there. I have Kurt Nimmo doing a report that will be ready in the next few hours where we go over the fact that Obama is becoming a dictator. And on this front, the Republicans have done almost nothing, because when somebody like Mitt Romney gets in, they're going to want those powers. Let's be clear. I opposed dictatorial activity under Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein, Barry Sotero Obama, whatever his real name is, and under Mitt Romney. And it looks like the wind is turning against Mitt Romney, not just in conservatives and libertarians and some mainline liberals, but also in the power structure itself. And I would love to believe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but what if it's an oncoming train? That said, Obama could launch a new war. He could stage a new terror attack. I mean, after all, a bunch of Democrats have, like Robert Shapiro, have written in the Financial Times of London that a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 would help him get reelected. I mean, they put out fundraising memos. Even Fox News has covered that. So Obama is the number one danger right now because he is in power. He is in control of the national security apparatus, and that means the Chicago Mafia and the Bankster Mafia is in control of it as well. And I was just talking to Kurt Nimmo during the break. I said, I want you to do an article on this that ties into the story that's up on drugs that's also at Infowars.com, the whole cornucopia of stories, where they're not just saying they're going to legalize illegals. And by the way, that came out years ago. People in ICE went public and said, when we do these raids on meatpacking plants and things and arrest, you know, 1,000-plus illegals, almost every employee is illegal. You know, no citizen can even dare have a job. Because a lot of times the illegals, once they run a factory, won't even allow anybody else in there, won't work with them. That's actually come out in the newspapers. So it's a reverse discrimination. Plus, you can't even communicate with them in most cases. So, again, there's the issue. They won't even, I've seen articles in Los Angeles where Hispanics can't even get jobs and they don't speak good Spanish working at restaurants or in janitorial things just because there's the communication gap. But that's a side issue. The point is that you've got 30-plus million illegals in this country, not 11, not 14, not 20. Mexico has collapsed through the narco-terrorism and the globalist. They're collapsing this country as well. We're all victims of the New World Order operation. And Obama just says, hey, I'll do this by fiat. We told you years ago that was coming. This is just out in the open because he shuts down power plants not owned by General Electric through executive fiat. Axelrod came out last week. In fact, guys, I just printed that article. Bring it in to me. Thank you. Came out and said, we'll just pass an amendment to restrict free speech. We'll make reporters have government-issued laptops. We'll have the bureaucracy say your kids can't do chores at home or on the farm or anywhere. We'll let your kids sue you. You can't spank them. It's the state totally waging war criminally on everyone. Now, here's the article. Obama plans attack on the First Amendment if reelected. Kurt Nimmo. That came out last week, almost got no attention. He links to Axelrod's statements, all of it. Incredibly important article. Now, there it is. David Axelrod talks with John Hilleman, constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. I mean, this is just amazing. This is amazing, but it's not amazing when you know history and know that this is par for the course with tyrannies once they get out of control. So he shuts down power plants that aren't owned by his buddies outside of congressional law, carbon taxes without Congress, launches wars without congressional approval in Libya, and now supporting forces attacking, al-Qaeda forces attacking Assad in Syria, tells Congress when they're confronted repeatedly, tells them over and over and over again that we'll just basically do whatever we want and that Congress isn't over war-making anymore. And by the way, Congress isn't over the issuance of currency and credit, and we'll just do whatever we want. And the ATF is now issuing rules. They said last year, we're not just going to make people report more than 2 guns sold, even though they know they're already reported under NICS, outside of law. We're going to ban shotguns. Remember that rulemaking last year that got defeated because of backlash? But not in Congress. ATF, criminal organization, backed off. But it was in the news. They said most shotguns could have a clip added, and we say that's not for sporting function. That's the ATF says there's no right to self-defense under the Second Amendment. So there's no sporting function, so we're going to ban most shotguns. It was over 60% of shotguns. They're bottom loading. You can just have single shot or double barrel that you crack open. Anything that you load into a tube, it's over because it can be converted to have a clip. No law, they just say. In fact, there's no law saying they can look at us with drones without warrants. There's no law saying the TSA can be out of their jurisdiction when they're not even police officers or sworn federal officers, groping people, something an FBI agent can't do, but they say they can do. It's all a lawlessness. It's a total lawlessness. I mean, Obama came out and said, I'm going to give waivers to my own health care law to 2,100-plus major companies that give me political contributions, but their competition, a factory, a restaurant, an auto dealership, their competition, they've got to get the health care. And again, who wrote that? Mitt Romney. Who's he work for? Big banks, big insurance companies. It's not socialist health care, as if that's bad enough. It's even worse. It's just a total fraud written by the insurance companies. So here we are as a society now. And so I've told Kurt, you know, go with the headline, basically, that Obama is a dictator. The office of the presidency is becoming a dictatorship because the special interests want it that way. And, I mean, a federal court ruled the NDAA is unconstitutional to kill or disappear citizens without due process, even domestically. And the feds have said, we don't care. That is the mafia that runs the executive and the bureaucracy. We're going to keep doing it. The courts are ignored. The Congress that makes the laws and funds, the most powerful, it's ignored. And they want to be ignored. Congress wants to sit up there and be a bunch of paid prostitutes of the system. And it makes me want to throw up. Yeah, who needs Congress anymore in this country? Who needs it? Who needs any of it? If the system just decides it can do whatever it wants, the bureaucracy, the minions. You know, I thought about the fact that there are still running secret nuclear reactor. I mean, you can actually find a few articles, and I'm sending Aaron to the microfilm to dig up older ones, from the 80s admitting there's a reactor. My dad at UT, it was no secret in the 60s. They'll say, we're going to arrest you, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you ask about it now. They've got two reactors up north at the J.J. Pickle Center. They don't deny that, but no one knows about it. Literally one out of 1,000 people might, where I live. And I'm talking to a fellow whose great-grandfather, until 1970, was the head of all of the facilities at the University of Texas at Austin, biggest campus in the world. And we go out there, and there's all the walled-up concrete areas on the state preserve. That's exactly where they've caught other governments and universities hiding stuff as in caves because nobody wants it in their backyard. And this has been out now for over a day. We first reported on it some Thursday night, then yesterday. The reports at InfoWars.com, linked in red. In fact, I'll pull up InfoWars.com in front of me to give you the actual headline. And I bet unless people make a big noise about this, there won't be an investigation. You know why? Because I believe my source. I know about the reactors. I know about others doing this. I know about all the weird activity, how it's fenced in over there, but the other preserves aren't. This is exactly how government operates. In fact, the word is Bergstrom's got nuclear garbage. It used to be the big shack base. You know what all these plants from Japan to Europe to the United States, they store the rods now on top of the reactors. That's what happened to Fukushima. Remember what happened when the radiation levels went up? And the tuna came in radioactive. They raised some isotopes to say they were safe at 100,000 times what they said they previously were. Others 25 times, 250 times. Just, oh, you know what? Radiation's up in the United States, blowing over from something much bigger than Chernobyl. Everything's fine. Because we raise the level. We say it's safe for the troops to use DU. Wasn't until 1990. We say it is. Yeah, there is... There's Kurt Nemo's article. He actually had a blurb on it last week, but there it is, a new article out. Obama plans attack on First Amendment if reelected. Amazing story. And then under that, breaking massive nuclear secrets uncovered in Austin, Texas. And, you know, I've got an old Geiger counter, and I need to get like it's more like a spectrometer because it's way back there under the concrete up in those caves that go for miles. But, I mean, I'm going to go out there. I'm warning the system. I'm coming. And I'm getting into those caves. And I'm gonna get in there. I know that they might send a hit team after me. By the way, they killed a lot of researchers that look into hidden nuke dumps. We're risking our life here, so pray for us. We need other people to look into what's reportedly over at Redbud. I hope his great-grandfather was mistaken. But this needs to be investigated right now. We'll be back. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are a ghost. All right, you are a ghost.
I will see the earth.
You've got it.
I will see the earth now.
You've got it.
Okay, coming up in the next segment, we're going to air part of a 19-minute news briefing that we first aired on the InfoWars Nightly News last night, breaking massive nuclear secret uncovered in Austin, Texas. And we've dug up the Austin American Statesman, the Associated Press, admitting that there was a nuclear reactor under UT and it's still there. but you don't find articles past the 80s. I'm actually getting emails from people saying there was never a reactor under UT, and people deny on the street that there's even a smaller and then a larger research reactor at the J.J. Pickle facility. That's on the UT website. I mean, it's just amazing that people can't even admit that's real. And then we have our source. By the way, there were cases, what they call it, the Silent Spring and other systems, where the fish from Austin all the way to the Gulf of Mexico got killed decades ago when something got released into it. Okay? And this all started 3 days ago when we KXAN reported on some type of cyclotron army weapon accelerator railgun system out of a UT research facility outside Austin blew up and shot shrapnel into a car going down a country road hundreds and hundreds of yards. Well, it looks at the property. The research facility, it looks like it's a half mile off the road. It was an explosion, but the army says it's contained, okay? I live here. My family's from here on my mother's side. There's underground bases. There's underground bases at Bergstrom. My dad was taking physics at UT in the late 60s. He went and saw the nuclear reactor. I have the Austin American Statesman. People can't even agree. That's maybe Three Mile Island doesn't exist. Maybe Fukushima doesn't exist. The big issue is one of our crew members piped up and said, oh, yeah, my great-grandfather was the head of UT facilities. And he said that they went with transportation and put it in these caves owned by the state over by the dam. We went over there and we're investigating it. That's what's really big. But who knows? Maybe I've got to get people to, maybe there's not a UT tower. Maybe there's no UT Longhorns. Maybe I don't exist. Maybe George Washington doesn't exist. I still go on shows and they go, oh, the drones are going to get us. There's going to be blimps. And I'm like, yeah, I told you 15 years ago. I told you that the executive branch is moving to just doing everything in fiat. Just, oh, we just feel like it. It's getting really, really, really crazy. I mean, look at this. U.S. and multinational military forces train in South Dakota's Black Hills. The Rapid City Journal reports it's urban warfare training, and I've been to countless of these drills where foreign troops train to take on the American people. It's called Golden Coyote Training. And they're recreating the stress of combat. And a mixture of civilian, tourist, and wildlife population soldiers encounter in war theaters such as Iraq and Afghanistan. They always say that, but if you actually read NLE09 and the other documents, and, well, they now admit they say they'll use foreign troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. But then when it's announced in the local paper, it's, oh, we're just training to take on Al-Qaeda. Same folks they use to go into Syria and Libya. Pretty amazing. Oh, but look right here. Oh, they would never do this. Letting women enroll in Army Ranger School is a terrible idea, and they're already saying they're going to lower the standards. You won't have to carry a 40 or 60-pound pack on a hump over 40 miles. You don't have to. Nope. Women. And again, this is so they can make women slaves and draft them later. Won't matter. Soon it's all going to be robots, drones in the sky, UGVs on the ground. But here it is, the total social engineering of everything. Retired balloon sergeant, letting women enroll in Army Ranger School is a terrible idea. No, it's not. Not if you want to totally screw up the military ahead of making it all go drone and all go robot. The system doesn't want manhood anymore. That's why they put bisphenol A in the products. By the way, I remember 4 years ago they had the big melamine scare, and they executed a bunch of Chinese factory heads, and thousands of people died. We had a bunch of deaths here, but when your kid, you know, when your year old comes in and dies of kidney failure and liver failure, they just, you know, say, oh, an infection. And that's in the news where they're now announcing that there is mercury in the products out of China, the baby formula. Hey, but so what? I mean, mercury, by the way, that's AFP, French news agency. Well, that's okay. I mean, hell, mercury's good for you. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
By the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realized there was no possibility of recalling the wing, there would be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandry, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, our main radio IT engineer, one of his friends of quite a while, called him on his cell phone during just the last break, and I talked to him. So we're going to bring him on right now. We've got a whistleblower email. It's whistleblowers@infowars.com. Whistleblowers@infowars.com. About nuclear waste dumps, biological, whatever the case is in your area, because they've built 36 of these in the last decade that have level 4 weapons in them in level 2 containment. That's mainstream news. They're building or have built or in the process of another 200. We had a railgun cyclotron blow up 4 days ago. It was in the news 3 days ago that the Department of Defense runs with DARPA at a UT facility outside Austin. Out by Bastrop, because I know two different people that work in it. And I know somebody who remotely, when he was here, he's at another university, even more advanced than UT. There's only one other, but who punched up and showed me the giant facilities full of monkeys and apes, like something out of a horror movie. And that's going on. People are worried about that because they do mess with Ebola, airborne, mouse pox, monkey pox. I mean, stuff that some of this stuff's so deadly, it kills 97% to 98% of the mammals it comes in contact with. You know, whatever you engineer it for, rabbits, mice, humans, pigs. This is what we're dealing with. And it's just everywhere. But we're told Al-Qaeda is so scary, better chance of dying from a honeybee sting, then we need to give up all of our rights. So I'm going to get to part of this report that's up at InfoWars.com, but I want to air it here for the radio audience. You can see the video at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener and want to see the actual documents. And Aaron Dykes was up here till late last night. He's coming in right now to add a bunch of links to the page that has the video, because we're getting emails and calls saying there is no old reactor under UT, even though I've got the Associated Press from the 1980s on it, even though my dad went in there as a physics student and was able to, you know, see it and watch some experiments. He wasn't high level, so he was only able to watch some things. Even though UT admits they've got a little reactor and a big reactor at the J.J. Pickle Center, people go, there's no reactor in Austin because there hasn't been articles on it since the 80s. They just say they do not exist. They do not exist. This is the incredible denial. We'll just call this fellow Mac. He's willing to use his whole name, but he's just, let's just say he's worked in the engineering and maintenance. He's fired one of the rail guns. Mac, it's on record that this is going on. We don't know about the dumping down on Redbud Trail, even though I believe that, you know, his great-grandfather was being accurate. He was the head of, you know, all of the major facilities there. Our source, Chris Odom, but briefly, before I get to this report, tell folks what you've witnessed working at the University of Texas with reactors, rail guns, other secret stuff.
Yeah, I was the head maintenance guy for the University of Texas there, and I had to go into these different buildings and do maintenance and stuff on them. And one of the buildings I had to go onto, and you can see it, the building clearly right there at Breaker and Burnett. It's that building right there on the corner. That's where the reactor's at inside there. You know, so we'd have to go in there and do maintenance and stuff, and we'd have to wear pins just to see if we got contaminated and how much we were contaminated after we were in there working on it. So it's there, and that was in the mid-90s when I worked there. So then the railgun, you can see that building clearly, too, from Breaker Lane, or Burnett, I'm sorry, Burnett Road. That's that big blue metal building that sticks up there. They got the railgun in there they shoot down into a hole with.
Well, they've got another one outside Austin. In fact, where was that on the map, guys, the exact location of that facility? I mean, it was in KXAN that blew up 4 days ago. Yeah, that's out in Leander. And, I mean, that hit a car. It looks like close to half a mile away and blew part of the building up. I mean, my point is we're just sitting on top of a giant complex of tunnels and things.
Yeah, and then there's all kinds of research going on there, just, you know, different kind. But, you know, at the time it was pretty neat. I got to see, you know, with my own eyes what goes on inside that thing and get to see the rail gun fire off. Got to see the hand model that they were working on. You know, just at that point, it was, you know, a whole room full of batteries just to make the thing work.
So, by the way, sir, did they tell you that was classified, that Department of Defense handheld railgun?
No.
By the way, that's highly classified. In fact, it looks just like the one I was told by the military that you see Schwarzenegger in a racer. Yeah, I mean, they've got, wow. So you've actually seen, they actually showed you the handheld railgun model.
Yes. Didn't quite look like the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger had, the one they have, you know. Of course, it's a prototype, so like I said, it has to have a whole room of batteries and stuff to work on. But you know how technology goes over the years. They know how to reduce the battery size and get more power out of it.
Incredible. Anything else you saw while doing maintenance for the University of Texas at Austin?
No, I've seen a bunch of stuff at the, you know, where they talk about million-year-old bones and stuff, so... But, you know, I don't believe anything's a million years old. God created everything, and that's the way I believe it. So,
Well, they also create a fake debate between science to make Christians look dumb. So then the preachers say one thing, which really isn't even really in the Bible, and then it becomes a huge debate. That's why all these globalists are coming out, and the genetic engineers are coming out and actually becoming religious, because now they've looked at it and they say there's no way. The majority of them now, I mean that's what Prometheus is all about. They're saying, okay, something made us, but it must be Martians. You know, it must be folks from Clan Dathu. Because it certainly, you know, wasn't the guy in the sky. You know, those people are wrong, but yeah, Martians made us, because you look at the DNA, you look at all of it, and it's totally freaking the scientist out. It's clearly been designed.
Yeah, and I was there when they were pouring a joke on a new student that was coming in to do some research on testing the bones and see how many million years up it was, and they were just joking.
Unfortunately, sir, your cell phone's breaking up. Can you hear me now, Mac? We lost him. You know, if he's willing to come in studio someday, we ought to get him in here with us. Okay, thank you, Mac. We'll have to get him back on. I don't think that was a conspiracy, probably just how bad cell phones are nowadays. Of course, those radiate your brain as well. Let's go ahead and go to part of this news piece. The whole thing's up on Infowars.com. And again, it's not just Austin, Texas. The Soviets would just throw old reactors in the ocean. I mean, it's in fact, there's a couple nukes from U.S. aircraft that crashed in the Atlantic. In fact, there's one right off Georgia. And they just leave it there. They, oh, it's fine. It's no big deal. Yeah, the cancer rates are exploding, but every radiation's good for you. Ann Coulter said the Japanese ought to be thankful for Fukushima. It's good for them. Yeah, absolutely. Just ask the million people that died in the 2 decades after Chernobyl. Here's part of the report breaking massive nuclear secrets uncovered in Austin, Texas. Here it is.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
From before the days of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex has dominated research at universities across the United States.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite in laboratories and testing fields. The free university has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research.
There have been many disasters. In California in 1959, a large sodium reactor melted down, and many estimates show that it was over 70 times bigger than Three Mile Island and similar in effect to Chernobyl. But Americans weren't told about it for decades later.
The reactor problem in July of 1959 involved partial core meltdown was not publicly acknowledged until decades later.
That's why it's important to look at all the secret and covert infrastructure across the United States, including Austin, Texas, the site of 3 different covert nuclear reactors, and reports of huge caches of radioactive waste being hidden in the community of Austin, Texas. This is similar to large stockpiles that have been found in California and other states. No one wants the waste in their community, so government universities tend to hide it. Alex Jones here with a breaking first report on the underground infrastructure that literally infest Austin, Texas, and surrounding areas. Bioweapons, rail guns, secret cyclotron facilities exploding just a few days ago, and big underground nuclear plants, research facilities, some of the biggest research facilities in the country, right here in Austin, and almost no newspaper articles about it. The articles we found online by the Statesman and others have been removed. Wikipedia has had the record of it expunged. But my father, when he was going to the University of Texas in the late 60s and was in departments that had access to the downtown reactor, saw it himself, worked on it as part of his physics class. Then in the late 80s, they built new, larger reactors in North Austin. We're going to show you both of those. But in our investigation of these secretive infrastructures the Department of Defense is controlling right here in Austin, but also in many other cities around the country, we discovered that hiding right under our nose, our own Chris Oden's great-grandfather had been the head superintendent of all the facilities for the University of Texas in Austin, the biggest campus in the world, And that up until 1970, when he retired, he told his great-grandson and family, for that matter, that the huge underground cave system right outside Austin had been used as a secret dumping ground. So, Chris, here in our office, tell folks exactly what your grandfather told you that they stored in there and how big this cave system is.
My great-grandfather, Benny Ellis, had told me many times about a site on the western portion of Austin, what used to be the outside of the city limits, right off of Redbud Trail, I'd say just a couple of 100 yards south of where the dam is at the beginning of the Old Town Lake, Lady Bird Lake, whatever they call it. And he told me for many years they had dumped barrels of chemical waste, heavy chests and containers of metal waste that he knew to be radioactive. He described them as containers with biohazard labels, radioactive labels. He had had the responsibility of controlling transportation, and so in many cases, he was witness to such events.
And you said that your great-grandfather said that they would wall it off and that there were areas that were cemented, so they would put it back in crevices.
Over the years, even when looking at the cave entrance site, there are layers that are comprised of older concrete. You can see it's pitted and has aged, and then there have been newer installations where it's more polished, updated concrete. They've even disguised, or what I consider disguised, a portion of it as drainage for the entrance that goes underneath the cliff that's near it.
This is a big deal because we have this history, not just here, but in Russia, Japan, where they just store this stuff all over the place. They store it in warehouses illegally. Repeat what you told me on the radio earlier today about the fact that they started moving it out to Redbud because it had been in East Austin.
Yes, according to him, for many years they had been attempting to store waste of many kind, dumping waste of many kind, as well as simply storing heavy equipment used by the university out where what is today Dishfalk Field. It's a large baseball diamond. That part of Austin was East Austin, typically known for having a higher minority population. There was a lot of blowback from the community. And they, in turn, began to store it underground in those lesser-known facilities.
Hey, this is stored in the richest part of Austin now.
It was not at that time. It was city limits. There was very little development. It was country. It was, at that time...
Now, I've got friends that live out there, and there's old fishing shacks and things from the 30s and 40s, and that's all that was out there.
Right.
I mean, that was the countryside.
Exactly.
Now, before we get into the full report, that's just part one, because this just started developing yesterday, what's your overall view, and did your great-grandfather, who was the head of superintendent of facilities at UT for all those years, did you ever talk about the reactor underneath the presidential library?
He did describe what many had said was underneath the Robert Lee Memorial Building. He said that... there was more activity going on under the ground than above the ground. The campus was enormous, and the tunnels were vast. They were able to do things like transfer library books from one building to another underground when weather wouldn't permit. He even described times when personnel would use underground corridors instead of traveling above ground.
And it's not just Austin, Texas. There is secret infrastructure in every major city. But even my grandfather and family that lived here in Austin talked about the old SAC base that's now our international airport, Bergstrom. And they admit that the Hilton Hotel out there is the big SAC command building. Was that? And I've talked to family who's currently in the military who says, well, we can't talk about it, but yes, there's a big underground base there. There's railways connected to UT, the Capitol, and all the way out to Fort Hood, 60 miles away. I mean, it's amazing. The United States has spent more money than all other countries combined on defense, but also on COG, continuity of government. Can you imagine how big these underground bases are? I mean, I've been told it's just staggering, the whole giant secret government corporate infrastructure that's underground.
Despite the bedrock here, despite the manpower that would go into such a thing, I know I've been told of... underground bases, even located in the Capitol, that were installed during the Cold War simply for bomb shelters.
Chris Oden, thank you for taking time out to talk with us today. We're going to get into the full report right now from you guys on the street yesterday, Aaron Dykes, yourself, and Rob Jacobson running camera. We're going to have a part two next week. This rabbit hole goes very, very deep. The fact that most Austinites don't even know that bioweapons are being developed in Austin, that if they got out, would kill over 90% of the people, things like mouse
All right.
Things like airborne.
All right.
The actual full report, once they're out in the field, is up at InfoWars.com. And I noticed posted in that article, breaking massive nuclear secret uncovered in Austin, Texas, a commenter named Wells says, hey, history, it's no secret. And then has a University of Texas link explaining they were the first university to have a reactor on it and to teach nuclear engineering. Yeah, we know that. People are denying it, saying it's not true. But let me give you a little newsflash, Wells. I've been saying that over and over again. It's in the news, but rarely. And we've got a witness whose great-grandfather was the head of the entire operations at that time about them hiding nuclear waste, okay? That's the news. Let me say it again. Hiding nuclear waste, okay?
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, all you got to do is look at the screen, and there is University of Texas at Austin, Cockrell School of Engineering, Nuclear and Radiation Engineering Program, providing education, research, problem solving, and service in nuclear science and engineering. I can't even get people to admit there's nuclear reactors under the main campus and in North Austin. They don't just have one big one. They've got a little one, I've been told, as well up there at the J.J. Pickle thing, and rail guns and everything else you can imagine. One blew up earlier in the week. And it's got the history admitting they were the first in the country at a university, 1957. They admit radiation effects on materials is what they study, and then I guess they dump them in caves, you believe our sources. Stewardship of existing nuclear weapons. Oh, they have a stewardship of that. Managing existing radioactive waste. Oh, they really manage it well, let me tell you. Production methods of radioisotopes, neutron activation analysis, and prompt gamma activation analysis, environmental chemistry, nuclear electrical power, health and physics applications, neutron imaging, nonproliferation, computational nuclear engineering. And it just goes on with all of it. And there's videos of the big reactor and it glowing blue and all the rest of it you can watch. Aaron's adding links to all this under the video that's red linked at Infowars.com for people living in absolute and total denial. My point is they got these in cities all over nobody knows about. They've got bioweapons labs just right here outside Austin. I have seen it. And they just had a railgun blow up last week. And I found an Associated Press article where they were admitting, well, it's in the larger video report, where they say, oh, 70% chance one of our level 4 bioweapon things will get out. And these are weaponized superviruses and bacteria. My point is, government and the universities and these people that are a bunch of mad scientists are the threat. I'm not afraid of science, but it's the way they do it. What's the number? 90, right at 90% of reactors. We break that down in the report and show mainstream news articles are leaking worldwide, not just here. They just don't care. The radiation eats through the metal, folks. They just don't care. Oh, let it leak. We've decided it's good. Oh, yeah, the engineering staff are all getting cancer. Ah, so what? It's only life. There's a craziness. Until 1990, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. Then they said, oh, use it. It's fine. It is a delusional, magical thinking is what's happening. The GMO, all of it. We are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get a handle on this, and I can't even get people to admit that there's underground tunnels. I get emails saying, oh, they're not that big of tunnels. There's no nukes under there. There's no... I'm like, hey, we have the former head of the entire UT system for maintenance saying that they hid stuff in the 60s up in the 70s in this state-owned cave right by this big state building facility, which is what feds and the states have been caught doing over and over again in other areas. We need to look into it. And I'll guarantee you, if anybody calls environmental groups, the police or whatever, they'll just say, there ain't no reactor. But they won't even get to that point. There ain't no reactor. And the DU's good for you. They wouldn't have the troops use it if it won't get more than good. Look at this article. I meant to get to this yesterday, the Weekly Standard. State Department video. Visit America. It's easier than you think. Yeah, they're losing $40 billion a year, last number I saw, CNN reported. People won't come here. Because no one's ever had their genitals grabbed anywhere. No one's ever been screamed at and biometrically scanned, but the illegal aliens are all legalized. But you want to come here from England, you want to come here from South Africa, you want to come here, as a doctor from China, whatever. Listen, you're going to get groped, your family's going to get abused. People are like, wow, I'm not getting near that country.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.